Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. John Gordon is our guest. He's our new friend. He's internationally known as the Energy Addict, and he travels all over the world helping people to learn about energy, to understand what the impact of energy, the effects of energy, and why you need it and how to get more of it. And he's a speaker and a trainer and a coach. He's now the author of a book called Become an Energy Addict. And as I say, he's our new friend, John Gordon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you on the show. My audience knows that energy is something that I think a lot about and that I talk a lot about, because you cannot be a small business owner if you're a, in my opinion, I don't know how you can be a small business owner without having energy, without being able to tap into energy I've seen some people who didn't, but they didn't have much of a business, because it takes a lot, as you know. I know you're a small business owner as well. You own some restaurants, don't you?
Exactly. I own 3 restaurants, and there's one thing that I do know and that I teach people is that we're really in the energy business. No matter what we're selling, no matter what services we're providing, we are in the energy business. And if you don't have the energy, you can't share it. If you don't have the energy, you can't create it. So it really all begins with energy to create any success in your life is one of my fundamental beliefs.
Well, okay, now, I hear you, and as you know, I mean, as I've said before, my folks around here say that somebody's walking around out there without any energy, because I've got theirs and mine too, but I don't know how or why, but I do, and you know, some of it's genetic probably, and some of it's just my attitude, but There are such things as power sources, I know, and you talk about that in your book, and you talk about that in your training. Talk to us about how we can find some of those power sources and put a tap into them.
Sure. Well, as I was writing this book, I did a lot of research, and I found that, you're right, even though some people are born more energetic than others, we can acquire energy. We can acquire more energy through strategies, and we can tap into our power sources using these strategies. And these power sources are available to us every day. They're the power sources such as food, eating foods closest to nature, and how we eat food, like eating smaller meals throughout the day, is great for entrepreneurs and small business owners, because when you're eating smaller meals, you maintain your blood sugar level, which maintains your energy. You don't have these fluctuations of highs and lows, and you don't want to take a nap, or be put into a food coma after a large lunch.
So yeah, I love Mexican food, John.
Oh yeah,
but only for dinner. I cannot eat Mexican at lunch. I don't know how people do that.
You want to go back to the office and take a nap.
Oh, so. Listen, I go, like you say, I go into a coma after I get back. But you know, one of the things that's helped me over the years is to eat. I eat dried dates.
Oh yeah,
I love dates as a snack. If you get hungry in the middle of the afternoon and you eat 2 of these medjool dates, you know what I'm talking about, the big ones?
Yes.
If you eat 2 of those, you're good to go for till dinner.
Exactly.
Or I tell you something else that's good, we found, is pecans.
Pecans, yep. Well, that's what I tell people, nuts and fruit. Nuts and fruit are a great source of protein and fiber. So, like, in that afternoon when you start to crash around 2 or 3 o'clock, eat some fruit, eat some nuts, and you will have that protein and that fiber that will sustain you throughout the afternoon, and you'll be more productive.
You know, one other quick thing on the nuts thing. I know you probably didn't think we were going to talk about nuts, although you probably will after you leave the show. You'll realize that that's pretty much what we talk about around here. But anyway, we toast pecans. Have you ever toasted pecans?
No.
That makes them a little lighter and a little bit... A little easier to, I don't know, it just makes it a little bit better snack. Anyway, that's another thing. That's food. What about some other power sources?
Well, the energy of breath. You know, whenever we get stressed, we can take deep breaths. I tell people, take 10 energizing breaths anytime you find yourself getting stressed, because when you get stressed, you take in shorter breath, you take in less oxygen into your body and your brain, which means less energy. You take those breaths, and you're going to have more energy throughout the day. Also, drinking water. I get emails from CEOs all the time. You know, they say, all I'm doing now is drinking water after your seminar, and I've noticed a huge difference just by drinking water the first week. You know, a lot of us are dehydrated, and we don't even know it. And one of the symptoms of dehydration is actually fatigue and headaches. Yes. If you're getting a lot of headaches during the day, start drinking more water, and you'll have more energy.
Replace the caffeine beverages with water, huh?
Exactly. But if you need a little caffeine boost, I suggest drinking green tea instead of coffee. The Jacksonville Jaguars, all their salespeople are now drinking green tea instead of coffee after my seminar with them. And what they found was the green tea, you know, makes them more clear-headed. It gives them a, you know, a good boost, but it doesn't give them a jolt. Green tea has 20 milligrams of caffeine. Coffee has 100.
Wow.
Green tea gives you more of a sustained source of energy. Green tea is also an antioxidant, and it fights against cancer and prevents against heart disease.
How do we increase our energy? I mean, now that we've tapped into it a little bit, maybe we know where to get it. How do we increase it? If we're not happy with the level of energy we have, how do we get more energy? How do we increase our energy?
Well, one is definitely exercise. I mean, exercise is essential. And the most common complaint I get from small business owners are that, you know, I don't have the energy or I don't have the time to exercise. So what I do is I suggest to them, make the time. 10 to 20 minutes is all you need. You don't need expensive equipment or a gym membership. I've got a lot of small business owners now running in the morning for 20 minutes, or they're just walking for 10 minutes. And what we know from the research is if you just exercise for 10 minutes, you will increase your metabolism and increase your energy. So that's one great source of energy. Another great source of energy is to fuel up with the power of purpose. You know, every day, remind yourself of your purpose. I bet that's why you're so energetic, is because you know every day you're making a difference with, you know, your radio and your articles and your newsletter. And I feel the same way. I used to not be so happy. I used to be not, you know, so fulfilled. Now that I'm doing what I love, you know, I'm just happy and I have so much more energy. So when you fuel up with that purpose, you know, the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means filled with the divine.
I really like that because, you know, sometimes we get the alligators chasing us around and we start focusing on the alligators and we forget the fact that, you know, yeah, we got a couple of challenges today, but you know what? We also made payroll last Friday, and look at the happy families that helped, and
exactly.
And you know, the children, they're our employees' children, and look at where would our customers be if we weren't here? We forget about those things, and I think those are energy sources too. Folks, John Gordon is our guest. We got one more segment with him. His book is called Become an Energy Addict. When we come back, we're going to get him to give us his website because I think you're going to enjoy going there, and I know it's after Halloween, but we're going to talk about something that we could have talked about last week, but we will this week. It's called energy. He calls them energy vampires. And I don't know what his definition is, but I think I know some of these people. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Gordon. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Very much appreciate that. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. John Gordon is our guest. John, we desperately need to know your website.
It's energyaddict.com. That's energyaddict.com. And on that website, I offer a weekly energy tip every week, a free weekly energy tip, and free energy coaching to anyone who needs it.
If you're finding that you're running running around on empty too much, folks, and just check out energyaddict.com. That's John's website, and maybe you'll find some tips there, some ways to pick up some energy, find some of these energy sources. I certainly encourage you to check out his book, Become an Energy Addict. John, tell us where it's available, please.
Oh, it's available at Amazon.com, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and major book retailers.
Simple, powerful ways to energize your life. John, sometimes, you know, we can sleep all we want, we can eat the right food, we can have a good attitude, but sometimes there are these other things out there, these other influences out there that just suck the energy out of us like if somebody just pulled our toe off and all the energy drained out, and they're some of the people that walk around us that are us, aren't they? You call them energy vampires.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I mean, they're in our offices, they're in our neighborhoods, our organizations, and You know, they really will drain the energy out of us if we let them. We've all had that experience of talking to someone, they walk away, and then we feel like the energy has just been sucked out of us.
Well, sometimes they don't have to walk away before I feel that way. I feel like they, as I said earlier, I feel like they've stuck a tap into me and they're just draining it out while they're standing there.
It really is happening like that. And so, one of the keys is, though, we really can't let negative people, drain us, because, we really need to keep our energy high, and people are such an energy drain that we have to learn how to neutralize them. And no weapons. You don't need any weapons, please, and no garlic.
Garlic works great. I use that myself.
Just breathe on them.
Yeah, that's right.
But there are other ways to drain, to neutralize the energy vampires.
Well, these are people, folks, that they're the whiners. There's nothing that's ever done for them that's good enough. There's nothing, there's always something. Their food's never right. The weather's never just right. It's too hot or too cold. It's like they're not happy in their own skin, John.
Right, and they focus on the negative, and they instill their negativity in other people, or they try to anyway. So we have to develop a strong defense mechanism, just like a strong immunity to germs. We're all exposed to germs every day, but some people get sick and others don't. The difference is your immune system, so we have to develop a strong defense system. And the way to do that is to really work on yourself to be so positive. You develop a few mechanisms like, breathing or saying positive thoughts or thinking something positive when you're around these kind of people. Make sure that you stay positive when you're around them. So you kill them with kindness.
Well, another thing you can do, John, is you can combine something you said earlier. You can combine the exercise thing.
Right.
Run away from them.
Exactly.
That's what I do. I run away from them.
Right. That's what I tell people. You're in the grocery store and you see someone who's a vampire, and you really don't even have time to talk to your neighbor or them. Just run away. Run as far and as fast as possible.
And John, the thing is, that sounds a little bit unfriendly. And the truth is, I know you're probably like me. I mean, I spend time with those folks, and you try to redeem them. You try to maybe stick, put one of your taps into them and give them a little bit of energy. But there are people who are unredeemable that way, aren't they?
There are, and I do tell people to shine your light on others. Share your positive energy, and again, when you're positive, they'll either shriek away if they're, so scared of your light, or you'll shine on them, and you may make them more positive. But there are certain people that are, just miserable and will never change, and for those people, you really just have to stay away from them, because you can't help them.
And
it's great to try.
One of the things that you write about and you talk about, I know, is that sometimes the decisions we make have an effect on our energy, pro or con, and I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about that.
The decisions we make, every decision we make is an energy choice. Every day we choose how much energy we're going to have. We have to become our own energy boss and manage our energy and choose doing the things that increase our energy. You have a choice when you get up in the morning. Are you going to grab that Pop-Tart or that Krispy Kreme donut? Or are you going to grab, have some hard-boiled eggs and some fruit? That is a simple choice.
Thanks for not saying tofu.
We choose how we handle, problems and challenges. I believe that every problem has a gift for you in its hands, as Richard Bach says. I believe that when you're starting a business, you have obstacles, you have problems, because they make you stronger, they help you grow. A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. So you have to go through these challenges. So it's all how you view it, and it's all about choice. Every moment it's a choice.
Another thing, it's a self-fulfilling situation, isn't it? Because if you can learn how to gain energy from things, and you feel like you're about to be challenged, and it makes you want to have negative energy, if you've got confidence in yourself because you've proven that you can generate some energy to step up to the challenge, that actually, that's like almost like a perpetual engine, isn't it?
Exactly. Mental energy is a big part of my book. My book's about a mental energy. It's physical energy. It's emotional energy. And it's spiritual energy. By spiritual, it's that power of purpose, that enthusiasm and passion. And so, I tell people, you really got to tap into all those sources. And
John, I got to stop you. We'll have to continue this another time. But the book is called Become an Energy Addict. EnergyAddict.com is the website. The author is John Gordon. That's Jon Gordon. John, thank you for being here. Let's do it again.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
Okay, see you later. Next time. between 9 and after. I'll be right back with...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.